That's right.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like all these people that like are mad at their parents for not helping, like that's more right than wrong. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like you can't have it both ways. Like kids are always like, I gotta start a business and my parents won't let me. And like they'll let you move out and go start a business. Yeah. What you're actually saying is you don't wanna go to college and you want your parents to give you that money so that you can start a business and make pretend you're an entrepreneur and feel cool. I love your parents for that. Yeah. But there's a big difference between somebody who's an entrepreneur and somebody who has entrepreneurial tendencies.
Absolutely.
And that's what franchisees are built for.
Yes.
Franchisees are built for people that have entrepreneurial tendencies.
Right.
They are incapable in their stomach to take the full risk of doing it for themselves. And that's okay.
Yeah.
The same way I'm incapable of reading. I mean that, by the way. The amount of time I waste having to do 3-minute calls because I'm not willing to read the email my employees sent me is remarkably high. And so just keep that in mind.
So the first thing is I'm starting a channel or this is where we're very
Go ahead.
I have no followers.
Go ahead.
It's called Elevate with Commitment.
Good news, everybody has no followers
right.
at first.
Right.
We all start with zero.
Yes. So the channel, the thought is Elevate with Canoe, in which we just give.
Let me give you an answer, Canoe, because I've been listening to the first part in this. I'm going to give you a very simple answer. This is a piece of cake for you if you make one binary decision here, which is that you're a media company and that's that. You have to realize you're now CNN and Fox and CNBC and Reuters and that's it. So what does that mean? That means the answer is going to be yes to everything that comes out of your mouth. That's why I cut off. Podcast? Mm-hmm. LinkedIn content? Yep. Like, you know, my favorite thing to say is watch what I do, not what I say. The answer is what I'm doing.
Yes.
All of it. Email newsletter? Uh-huh.
Yep.
Twitter?
Yep.
Like, all of it. And yes, could LinkedIn be better based on your business? Of course. But what do you need to do? The answer is both. You need to become disproportionately better at LinkedIn, and you need to start the process of your Facebook group. You need to start the process of your text messaging platform.
Yep.
You need to start the process of your podcast. Now, back to like, okay, that's cute, Gary, but like, I'm one person, like how do I think about it? This is again an answer for everybody. Right now, to me the hot things are podcast, LinkedIn, Instagram, YouTube, right? Those things are over-indexing for different reasons. Now, if you're selling, you know, strawberry jam, Instagram over LinkedIn makes sense. If you're doing B2B, LinkedIn over Instagram, you gotta be thoughtful. But the answer is you should challenge yourself to do as many things as possible well, and the only other thing you have to do, Canoe, is be self-aware. Are you comfortable in front of a camera?
Yes.
Is it better for you to write? Like, I don't write.
Right.
Like, and I didn't force myself. There's a reason in 2004 to 2008 you don't see any content from me. That was the era of blogging. I can't write. No content from me. YouTube comes along. Got it? And then I got to scale 7 years later where I could hire a writer to transcribe my audio.
What's the era now? Is it audio?
Yeah, audio is absolutely winning, right? Because the way we roll, we like to consume content passively, and when you're on the treadmill, listening to a podcast has now become real.
Yeah.
Right? A lot of people watch my videos by just listening.
Yeah.
They don't even watch it, mm-hmm. right? They're playing YouTube in the background, blasting it, and like, you know? So yes, audio, and that's what's fun, right? Like radio's back, like it all, right? Yes, audio is absolutely an incredible place. And I love it because when video was dominating 6 years ago, a lot of people are conscious on film. Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, 2011 to 2015, my life was unbelievable women raising their hand and saying, Gary, I don't want to do film because like, you don't get it. We get judged for our makeup. I'm like, cool, I do get it. I get judged for being hyper. Judgment is judgment. Yes, they're looking at your, you know, physique and face and yes. And for me, they're saying you're full of because that's you're too high energy, you must be a scam artist. That doesn't feel nice for me.
When you said you got judged for biting your fingernails.
Well, yeah, I mean literally, like all sorts of things. And I got very judged for cursing into that. Like now there's more cursing in content.
Yeah.
You should have seen what I was going through in 2008 and 9 and 10, like completely dismissed, like very heavily judged, you know?
A lot. He was the Kevin.
Yeah, but nobody knew that about Tony in 2009, 10, 11. Right? Like I created a framework for allowing people to be who they are.
Yes.
I'm proud of that.
Yes.
100%. So that's your answer, bro.
Thank you. I converted a room in my basement. I mean, I'm talking go all in. We converted it into a studio.
But don't, listen to me. Do not be the guy who buys all the best tennis equipment and loses six love to somebody who's got a wooden tennis racket.
Right.
Where everybody goes is they think it's the equipment.
It's not.
1,000 episodes of Wine Library TV, and I wasn't even mic'd, and I had no lighting. 1,000. Didn't even know until the D-Rocks and the Calebs and the Babins and the Irises came into my life about this. So when they're like, you're sitting on the pack, I'm like, I don't give a.
You talk about this a lot, which is love your community. I mean, you yes. have to be more on commenting on what they're talking about on their posts.
Yep.
And really be part of that.
Yep.
And so I've been doing so much of that as an individual, my Facebook account, my LinkedIn account. Is there a need to kind of shift to this? It has to be done under the Elevate with Canoe page. It has to be done under this other
no.
thing.
No. As a matter of fact, I don't think you necessarily have to create. I don't engage on the Ask Gary V page, even though that's a show. I think you do it under Canoe. Because you might want to change it from Elevate.
Right.
What if you want to change it right. in 4 years? I think you always lean in on your own human page, because Gary Vaynerchuk meant Wine Guy to the world a decade ago. And it might mean sports card dealer in 4 years if this keeps going this way. You know, like, I don't know, like, no. No, I would keep it on your personal page.
Great, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Should I be doing my own content? Should I
yes.
hire somebody to do it? Because I've been hiring people to do it, and I feel like they're not capturing the voice of—
Of course they're not.
Of our, you know—
Of course
our,
they're not. Yes, you should be doing it.
Okay.
I believe that doing social media work today is as required for a business as knowing your finances.
Yourself.
It's become too important.
It's marketing.
It's marketing. It's always been important. The problem now is everything else has become a commodity. Communication is growing in value. Information and like the product itself is actually, not that it's declining, but the, you know, if you have a product, you'll never win. But communication is a requirement. And by the way, there's a lot of business owners, you're looking at one, that's not deeply in or her or his finances, but I'm dangerous enough to not get. And I think everybody needs to be dangerous enough in social media marketing to not get. Which is why I keep telling everybody, you don't have 50 hours to learn this, but you're running a business. Put in work, learn it. Learn it. So when you hire somebody, you can know if Sally or Rick is doing a good job or a bad job. Because you have at least, you actually understand. That's why I want everybody to put 50 hours of actual work in every platform.
So I also wanted to ask you about, you know, what are the trends to look out for? Things that can come up, because I really want to stay ahead. And I always know that you have to be careful of who's coming up behind you or what's coming up behind you.
Your whole framework scares me. I'm telling you, in a good way. In a good way, I'm not saying it is a bad thing. You're spending so much time on everybody else. And that's, listen, when I go into something like this, whether somebody puts on a credit card for sure or anything else, I'm always like so passionate about disproportionately bringing as much value as possible. I'm a fast read when it comes to people and business. I'm telling you with my whole soul, pot committed, your framework right now is a problem. You're just spending all your time thinking about, like, I've never thought of who's coming up. What, you know, like, you're spending your time on outside stuff. Something is clearly, like, you take so much pride, I think, which is amazing, in that you innovated, and that was a big part of your success, and now that that's been commoditized, there's a sense of anxiety that you want to replicate that thing because you know what that meant, which is then forcing you to look at the outside instead of the inside. The way you created and innovated the first time was you went inside.
That's true.
I'm aware it's true.
Some of the advice I've gotten from doing like business things, you know, those sort of things that have kind of created that little bit of anxiety in me.
I believe you, but, which is why I'm so passionate to do what I do. I think an enormous amount of people desperately want to move from building a business to giving advice to businesses. Four people are here looking to do that. There's a lot of attractive reasons for it, but one of the things that scare me is that a lot of people are not good at giving advice. Like, you may or may not be, but I can tell you right now, you're getting awful advice, because it's not contextual. Your story's super simple. You innovated by being insular. And now you're spending all your time looking outward. The second you go back to actually hanging out with women and talking about shit is when you're gonna invent your nose hair thing. I'm being serious. That's why your product was so good. You listened. There's a reason I'm fresh and different. It's because I don't listen to anybody else. I only listen to the end user. I put out content, I watch you. You like the blueberries post? I think about it. A lot of people did. And that was me also taking another piece of my own advice with my own self, eating my own dog food. Don't just put out content that you know works. Try. I put out the blueberry post 2 weeks earlier. It was the wrestling post with Wale. It was my worst performing post on Instagram in 3 years. Is right. You understand? Such a very meta thing for my hardest core fans that I just said now. The blueberry thing makes, like, goes and is my most successful post. It was the same exact thing that I posted 2 weeks earlier with my wrestling post and showed me in Boston with a sign. One destroyed it and gave me insights, one failed. Miserably. Literally, I couldn't have drawn it up better for my thesis of trying new. My worst performing post in 2 years, my best performing post in 2 years, exactly the same thing. I went completely out of my lane of what you're used to seeing. One was about wrestling, one was about blueberries. The end. You have to go insular.
I will.
I believe you.